Three-time Wisconsin Sports Writer of the Year, Jason Wilde.
Is there anything anybody loves more than agreeing with Tausch?
Packers Hall of Famer, Mark Tauscher.
I got a hunch this isn't going to be concise either.
Broadcasting live from the Everlight Solar Studio.
I would say that you are pretty easygoing. You're actually probably more easygoing than I am.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin.
Well, there's no... You're not easygoing at all.
Hey!
On 100.5 ESPN, the ESPN app, and Wisconsin On Demand.
The both Packers preseason game previewing edition and the joint practice going on in Denver during the show edition. All the fun things you love about Fridays.
Who do we got out there? Demo out there? Where are we getting our info from?
I don't know if Rob is out there either.
That's your best friend. You don't know where he's at?
Oh, no, you're my best friend.
Oh, boy. That's a whole nother conversation.
Edition of Wilde and Tausch on 94.5 ESPN Milwaukee, 100.5 ESPN Madison, 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam. ESPNWisconsin.com, the ESPN app, your Alexa smart speaker, streaming live video, Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, and, of course, everything you need on WisconsinOnDemand.com. And the Wisconsin On Demand app. I'm Jason Wilde in Green Bay. Jesse Nelson is in the Everlight Solar ESPN Madison studios. And also, it's so funny over there.
Oh, I'm just messing with my boy Jelly this morning.
He set something on.
No, Jesse throws the laptop little keyboard deal at me. So I set it over and it was hitting one of the buttons.
Oh, no.
And it was bothering Jesse.
It was
now
messing with my headphones where I couldn't hear anything because it's like the button you Tausch uses to talk to me.
I could see why that would be problematic.
Very frustrating.
Very
frustrating.
Very, very, very frustrating. Also in the Everlight Solar ESPN Madison studios, it is the Packers Hall of Famer. He is Mark Tauscher. Tausch, good morning. How are you?
So I don't know. I'm not irritated. I got a couple of things, as typically happens when I venture
or travel or do anything.
So Madison, Sun Prairie, you know, Verona, it doesn't matter. The whole area is grown like a weed. Like, there's just buildings going up everywhere. It's great. It's great for everything. Traffic. You expect there's gonna be some traffic.
Sounds like you're gonna say it's great.
No, I don't. I just want to be clear. I want someone to clarify it. 151. We live in an isthmus. Okay,
it's an isthmus, not a peninsula.
It's an isthmus. So you really have one road that is coming in. There's a couple, but really one that is coming in.
There's the main drag.
151 will bring you right to the Capitol from Sun Prairie if you're DeForest, whatever is yours. Zip,
sure.
Zip over there, and you decide to take one of the lanes on both sides. There's three lanes typically, and you paint them red and say nobody can drive on here but a bus. Tell me how that makes any sense.
So I am not a Madison resident anymore, but we were in Madison for the ESPN Madison Open presented by Coors Light.
What I'm really asking is, can I drive in the red bus lanes?
No.
Why?
No, wait a minute.
If there's no bus, I didn't see one bus on 151. Now, there's orange cones. They're still working through it. But if there's no buses in that bus lane, why are we suffocating the rest of the traffic so there's one bus lane? Can someone explain that to me?
Yeah, Jesse, are you sure about that? Because our experience as we were driving,
it seems as if that's what they're asking you to do.
I have a source who works for the...
In the DOT?
He's very familiar with the bus system, I will say.
Hey,
very
listen,
familiar.
Great. Buses, all for it. But go ahead, bus. But I don't think you should shut off traffic if there's no bus there. Like, I just don't. Buses already get free passageway. They fly in front of you all the time. You're like, all right.
They're like cool. E-bikes.
I mean, part of the thing is it's not up and running yet. It's going to start, I think, sometime in September is when they're really going to implement all of this. So there will be more buses.
And I should be able to follow the bus.
Well, no.
Why?
Because it's a bus lane. And it's like when
right, I'm going to get an old T lane. This is a carpool lane, a Tahoe lane, a small car lane. Is
Chuck
that what
Epps
we're doing?
Lane.
Is that what we're going
to
do?
If you would like to talk with the city of Madison to see if you could get the old T lane implemented,
have a problem
you can
with,
try.
I'm fine with HOV lanes. I think it's a good promoter of things, but I don't understand why on a busy road already you're going to eliminate a lane. You're eliminating a lane. Not real happy about it.
Would you like to be more informed on the situation?
I don't know. I don't think I'm going to like
what
I'm hearing.
I would like us to be more informed on the situation, yes.
So my understanding is that...
Oh, I'd like it from somebody that's not you.
I think he's reading from the dot.
I'm not reading from the dot, but I'm conveying from a trusted source. Part of the issue on 151, also known as East Washington Avenue, on that side of town, going up to the Capitol, is there have been many pedestrian injuries or fatalities over the years with the six lanes of traffic and the with the overabundance.
Having a big bus lane ain't going to help that.
Well, with the abundance of the apartments and all the things you just mentioned.
Put some sky bridges for people to walk over.
Now,
that would make more sense.
Sky bridges would be a great option.
Okay, put sky bridges instead of shutting down more traffic. Like, come on. Who's designing that?
Bridges in general that would just go over
sky
the traffic
bridges.
Instead of across
it. Yes. We need sky bridges. Like Vegas.
But one of the things that has come up is they are purposely trying to slow the traffic on East Washington Avenue.
No, mission accomplished.
So that if people do
you
run
know who's going to be happy about that? Jocko.
Time or whatever.
Jocko. You can spend more time in your car. And
good.
You can spend more time listening to Brewers games.
Yep. Oh, wrong Jocko. Sorry. My
so, all right. Basically, I understand what you're saying. I knew that's what was happening. I don't like it one bit. It is what it is, and I can either say to hell with it and move, or this is what it is. So, all right, put some bridges up. That would be my recommendation. And the other thing, this parking ramp, I don't know what to say. If you are going to back into a spot right where you turn in from the little parking deal where the little gate raises up, you better be good at parking. I had to wait 2 minutes. I was a minute and a half late for our meeting that are 8:30 because this guy's just sitting there, and then he has the gall to like get mad at me because I'm irritated with him. So I gave him one of these. I was super irritated. So other than that, I'm feeling good this morning.
Wait. Your hand went out of the video picture there. So was there a specific finger that was extended when you did that? Or?
Old boy is. It looked like he was like backing out to leave because we're right next to the parking or the entrance and exit point, right?
Sure.
So he's doing that. So I'm kind of in a hurry. So I'm going the other way. Like I'm just gonna. Okay, I see you're backing out. I'm just gonna go kind of like veer left and then shoot behind you. Right, so that you're not slowing me down, you can keep about your business. Well, then he gets irritated because he's backing into some stall.
I'm like, oh, so you got between the stall he was backing into and his vehicle.
I stopped before because then I finally saw what the hell he was doing, and I could tell he's irritated with me, and I just gave him one of the, like, he yelled something, and I said, get moving! Let's go! Like, I was irritated.
Did he hear you?
Oh, yeah, you heard me. It was a little awkward as I walked past him.
You had to walk past him?
If you're going to park and back into spots right by entry and exit points, you better be good. Okay? That's all I'm saying. I don't mind you backing in. I think it's dumb, but okay. If you're going to do it and you have plenty of time, great. You're not slowing down the flow of traffic because you want to back in and maybe get out 3 seconds earlier.
And you were not a pedestrian. You were still in your vehicle.
No, I was in my car, yeah.
Well, you're also by an exit where you might have been walking and he could have been trying to run you over. I just was looking for that detail. Do you feel like you've been a little heavy on grievances this week?
Not really. Three grievances in five days? That's
just been an average week. Okay. All right.
Do we not agree that you can't slow down the flow of traffic by backing into a spot? And the other thing, I'm starting to get the yips. And it's not with parallel parking.
What do you mean?
Yeah. So I'm up in Door County, and
not enough gas.
There's a ton of like street parking. So I'm always wanting to show off my parallel parking skills. But in the same respect, there's a lot of pressure because people jam in, and you got people at Highway 42. It's just busier than a bear, right? I end up, like, I'm having some issues with curb. Like, I'm getting a little curb heavy, not on my parallel parking, just on pulling in and parking my car.
Oh, boy.
Two yippers. And I'm starting to wonder if I'm losing my touch when it comes to parking. So those are my three things for today.
Try to curb your enthusiasm about those things. What? So you're just not, your spatial relations are off?
I don't know. No, I still feel like when I parallel park, I'm on point. But when I'm just pulling in, and it's not angle parking. I don't even know what you'd call it. When you don't have to parallel park, you just pull into a spot, but it's a vertical
parking.
Spot.
Yeah.
Have you had your eyes checked recently?
Yeah, I think my...
Like, if you said you're having trouble driving at night and you're having trouble with your depth with the curb, like, maybe you should...
But I'm still on point when it comes to... Yeah, that's a good point. Jesse, I think you hit the nail on the head. I think I need to go get my eyes checked.
Wow.
Sounds like a potential partnership to me.
It definitely does. Hopefully... The guy that was backing in isn't an optometrist that might have been that partner. I still can't. So you had to walk by him as you guys got out of your vehicles and you had to pass by each other? That's the part of the story.
Oh, I didn't. I mean, I walked by. I wasn't going to, like, I'm not looking to fight him.
You didn't say anything at all?
You didn't give him a dirty look?
He was in his car with his window. What am I going to go knock on the window and say, hey, bro, get your blank moving? No, I'm not going to do that.
Raise the coffee, a little cheers, good
morning. I didn't have a coffee.
Here's to you.
By the way, I still don't have a coffee, which is another thing that's semi-irritating.
Four.
Can someone please get Mr. Tauscher some coffee?
No, I have a, yeah, that's a whole, yeah, we're good.
All right, well, we've got a lot to get to. The Packers have a joint practice with the Denver Broncos today, in not in Golden, Colorado, in Englewood, Colorado. I don't know where that is in relation to Golden, but they've got a joint practice today. We'll keep an eye on social media for the updates there since I'm in my basement. And then they will play the Broncos in a preseason game on Sunday night in a game that will not include...
Doesn't really fit my schedule great, if I'm being honest. Sunday night? We do a Saturday afternoon, and I bet you it's going to be like a Thursday morning game. Like, what are we doing here?
So they only have one more preseason game left after this one.
And it's Thursday at 11 a.m.
It's not Thursday at 11 a.m.
Live stream it.
There have been years where they've had it on a Friday and whatever else. It's a 7 p.m. kickoff on Sunday night, and then...
Is it on Peacock?
No, I think it's just on the Packers TV network. And then their preseason finale, which is at Lambeau Field, is on the following Saturday.
Oh, fun.
At noon.
Nah, nooner.
Is that going to work for you, or is that problematic?
We'll make it work. We'll make it work.
Much like Gina Della and Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, make your entry doors work as a way to welcome your guests to your home.
Well, how do you say welcome to your guests if you're in a parking garage? Don't back into a spot and make everybody wait 10 minutes.
Get moving!
That'd be a good way. But you know what you should do? Say it with a new entry door. From Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, you can say it with color. The possibilities are endless. Thanks to Pella's custom colors. And you say it with class. Just pull in head first. Get out of everybody's way. Pella's premium doors stand out due to their distinguished craftsmanship, and you'd say it with a great deal. 0% interest for 5 years, not three. For 5 years, that's 60 months, no money down, with equal payments spread across the board. But hurry up. This offer ends on the 31st of August. Certain restrictions do apply. Visit PellaWI.com today to learn more.
We'll get ready for the joint practice and the preseason game next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio. What I want, you've got, that it might be hard to handle. But like a flame that burns a candle, the
candle feeds a flame. Yeah, yeah, what I got, full stop. So, we want to get to the Packers, but... There was some breaking news yesterday afternoon or evening. And a friend of the show who we have been rooting for as he went through his struggles after his fractured kneecap and the ups and downs after his MVP season and then his MVP caliber season the next year. Christian Yelich is done for the year. Undergoing back surgery. I saw he and the Brewers posted something on social media. He was talking about it a little bit. Jesse, you are... Well, I was going to say you're our biggest Brewers fan, but you do leave games early.
That's rude. Going again tonight. Chance at redemption tonight.
Who are you going with a different group?
Yes, that
allow you to stay.
Becca is still going with me, but we've replaced the others with more passionate Brewers fans. I'm confident in saying we will be there to the end tonight, unless it's a blowout.
Okay.
So if Prize Picks was setting the departure, though, that you're saying like top of the eighth inning, you're that confident that and it would take the more?
I actually think a great projection would be top of the ninth, one out.
Oh, so you can still try to beat a little bit.
So you can get a little head start if you're feeling good about like a 5-1 lead kind of situation. Yeah,
okay.
You can keep an eye on it before you get out of the stadium. If you know developments happen with a couple guys on base, you can stick around. But otherwise, yeah, you're good.
I'll tell you, that was an impressive win yesterday for
it was?
The crew. Very impressive win for the crew. And Jason mentioned it. Unfortunately, I think we all kind of had the inkling when you heard what Yelich was going through and when Pat Murphy was kind of talking about it. That stinks because he has taken a lot of heat. And I know, you know, when he joined us, we were discussing that. And I think he just, you know, kept plugging away. And now he has to kind of reboot again. And those back injuries, and you just hope that he's able to continue on, because what he was able to do, you could tell he was having a lot of fun with this group.
Mm-hmm.
And it always sucks when a season gets cut short.
So I always tend to compare things to the Packers, of course. And I always think about the 2002 team that you were on. You tear your ACL in New Orleans. Cliffy gets cheap-shotted by Warren Sapp, and he has his season end in Tampa. You guys had more injuries. Darren Sharper, who obviously was a crucial piece of the defense, gets hurt. And then you guys end up losing at home to Michael Vick and the Falcons, which, had you not had that run of bad health, that was a pretty darn good football team.
It was. I know you want to bring it back to the Packers, but I do think, you know, the conversation we had, I don't know what show I was on, with the Brewers being cursed. If you start looking at this great playoff run, this is the golden era of Brewers baseball. There has been a key member of the team, whether it's Devin
Williams
his
punching
hands,
a wall,
hand up, Yelich got hurt with, you mentioned it, the fractured kneecap. Are we starting to buy that maybe a little bit?
All right, so I don't buy that, and I understand
what are you
want to
buy.
I understand you want to get to that. I do wonder, my point was going to be, they have done such a great job.
I was wondering what your point was going
to
be.
Well, I didn't get to it because I was interrupted.
Hey, Dale Griffith. You know what's interesting? A beginning and an end and having a point. I continue.
It's going to be one of those days.
Out of this town. You know, that's a damn rare thing these days.
The question I have is this the injury that finally puts it over the top?
I don't think so.
I don't think so necessarily either, but the dude was hitting .315.
Mm-hmm.
He was playing really well. Mm-hmm. This is not the Yelly that was struggling in previous years.
No.
And they are already without their ace for the entire season.
Mm-hmm.
They've spent much of the season without Devin
mm-hmm.
Williams.
Go
on and on and
mm-hmm.
on, much like I was about the 2002 Packers roster. And that's my point. When is the point where you just
your
get
tipping
pushed
point, if
off
you will.
The right?
Yes.
Thank you very much. But we can discuss if they're cursed if you'd prefer.
Well, I mean, I think the, you know, obviously 2010, there's a lot. We had 15 guys on the IR, but you had a lot of young players that were up to the task and, you know,
right.
everything got hot. So it all comes back to, are they people that you can replace and find ways to still be effective? And I don't think this team, if they don't advance into the playoffs, I don't think it's going to be because of their bats. I think it'll be because of their starting arms. And if that's the case, no, it's not going to be Yelly. Would Yelly be a, you know, obviously a veteran and a leader, and he can still be a part of that operation, just not on the field? Are they going to have enough pitching to do it? And
mm-hmm.
I think the bullpen has been pretty doggone good. Do you have enough starting pitching? And that's going to be your difference maker when the playoffs get here and when the Brewers are trying to advance. And that really is the question. That's when you could say, well, one of your best arms hasn't been able to pitch all year.
Right.
That's obviously going to be a big blow.
So, Jesse, when you break down this team, the eight innings of each game that you watch, how concerned are you about this putting them at the tipping point of injuries?
It's a bummer because he is that veteran leader that's been in the postseason runs before, and when it's a young team, like Jackson Churio is probably a better player than Christian Yelich is, but at least at this point. But Jackson Churio's never been in a postseason run the way Christian Yelich has. Willy Adames has been up and down when it's come to postseason performances. Christian Yelich has been pretty solid throughout his entire career. So it's a bummer that you're missing the veteran leader, but I do hope that similar to the 2019 postseason run that the Brewers made when Yelich also got hurt at the end of the year, that the Brewers can use this as that rallying moment. And you could say, okay, without Yelich, we've still got this. And that can be something that brings the rest of the team together and helps get them kind of to that next level mentally to be able to overcome, like, the dog days of August and the playoff push in September. And when you're playing against teams that are, looking already to next year or the year beyond, and you can continue to keep your foot on the gas so that you can get in the best position possible.
All gas, no brakes,
yes,
right?
To get... you would love to get one of the top two spots in the National League. I hate that 2 out of 3 round, the wild card round.
It's tricky, and it sets you backwards.
And if you game one is everything in those series.
It's only everything.
There's only been one series that's gone 3 games in 2 years.
Ooh, that's a good stat, Jesse.
So
where are we at right now? Where the Dodgers are still, a half game ahead of us. Who else is?
Yeah, the Dodgers are 1.5 up. The Phillies are 2 up. And those are the tier one teams in the National League.
So are you saying that if this team can get to be a 1 or a 2, they're going to win the World Series?
No. But I'm saying...
I think they've got a really great chance at it.
Are we just...
Because of the differential in salaries, are we just going to sit here and never expect to win a World Championship in baseball? Are we ever going to just say, yeah, I think we can do the whole blanking thing? Are we ever going to just put that on? As fans, I think you always want to have high expectations, sometimes maybe even a little bit out there expectations. Lord knows we have no problem doing it with the Green Bay Packers. Expectations are Super Bowl championship all the time. With the Bucks, with Giannis, they are. With the Brewers, they've never have been. In the entire time I've done this show, which is going on 9 years now, we have never sat here and said, we're disappointed when they lose, but we've never sat here and said, yep, they should have won the World Series. Or we're really bummed and disappointed that they didn't get it done. It's always, well, it's the market. You know, am I saying that, or you guys think I'm crazy?
When they lost game set, was that to the Dodgers,
it was
Jesse?
The Dodgers, yeah.
2018 Dodgers, yeah.
I think because it was the opponent and it was the massive market, maybe we thought that way. But that might have been the year where, had we been a little more critical, and again, I don't cover the Brewers every day, so I don't feel like I'm as qualified as a Todd Rosiak or those guys would be. But that felt like, hey, you win Game 7, and you're in the World Series again for the first time since 1982, right? So I don't believe that. You always bring up, managed by a former Brewers manager, that the Kansas City Royals won a World Series, right? You just have to have the... I mean, it's not that different than the Packers' Super Bowl drought, is it?
Yes. They never won one.
No, I understand that. But
do you?
The drought of... I do.
Okay. Just wanted to make sure.
Hey, I'm not the guy who was backing into the parking spot. I just want to make sure you know that.
And I'm chill. I'm chill.
But during this drought that they have had...
Mm-hmm.
There have been, we talked to Ian O'Connor yesterday about his book on Aaron Rodgers. 2020, we all agree, when you get Tom Brady to throw that many picks and you're playing at home, even with a COVID-depressed crowd, you got to win that game, right? So it feels like they have given themselves a chance to have a chance. The Packers have and the Brewers have. But it feels like maybe the Brewers, some of those, you didn't really think they were a chance.
Okay, so my question is, because I can assure you, 2020, 2021, Packer fans had that expectation and were violently disappointed when it didn't come. If the Brewers get to the playoffs and get beat in the NLCS or the NLDS, are we going to have that same level of gut-wrench disappointment? Or is it, well, this is just how it goes?
I don't know, Jesse. You tell me.
I think looking at it this year, the Brewers have already surpassed expectations from what you expected at the start of the season.
I just think that we're setting the bar too low. I do.
Coming into this season, I don't think we were. I think they have incredibly overachieved,
things
and I love
changed,
that they have.
Jesse. I agree.
Yes.
We all assumed it was going to be Cubs. This was going to be a tough year. You traded your star pitcher. Other guys injured. Yelly, you didn't know. You had a new manager. I totally agree. But now we're not. We're 9 games up.
I thought about this yesterday when I saw the news come down. And I think when the season is over, if the Brewers were to lose in the wild card round of the playoffs like they have the last couple of years, they lose to like the Diamondbacks last year. They get swept at home and they're out of the playoffs.
Okay.
I think in a week after that, we would look back and say that was still a heck of a season.
Okay.
Like, that was a great run for a team that didn't have any expectations coming into the year.
But right now,
you expect them to get to the NLCS.
Can we ever in this market have the expectations we're going to win a World Series?
We can.
When is it?
I mean, they were the number one seed in 2018.
So 2018, that was the only time where we were really disappointed and disgusted. Or not disgusted, that's too strong of a word.
I mean, when you're hosting Game 7 of the NLCS
correct.
At home.
That's the point I was trying to make.
Yeah.
Well, thank you very much for making that.
Again, I was not the guy in the parking lot.
Why do you think I'm not mad at you? Why do you think I'm mad at you?
Kind of feels like it. I don't know why.
I look at all these past performances, and I see. So they lose to the Nationals in that wild card game with the error in right field.
Yep.
Nationals go on to win the World Series.
Trent Grisham.
They lose to the Dodgers in Game 7. They didn't win the World Series because Boston was so good that year. But a couple of years before that, they lose to the Cardinals in 2011. They go on to win the World Series. They lose to the Diamondbacks last year in the wild card round. They go and play in the World Series as an improbable six seed that barely got into the playoffs.
Yeah.
So I look at all of this and I say, the Brewers are that close that if they can just get over the hump and win the first series, they could get
but
to the World
But we never
series.
Want to put those expectations on it because we feel like we're always behind the eight ball. Is that fair?
No, last year I had those expectations.
Oh, you did?
Well,
okay.
After I said they were donezo after.
Yeah, you said we weren't going
to. Didn't have those expectations then.
You got to beat them. When you have home field in the wild card or anything, you got to win those series, and they haven't done that.
Okay.
Again, I hate to compare them.
Oh, God.
But you went into last season with the Green Bay Packers with minimal expectations. I expected 6-11. And then the expectation game changed. You always talk about the expectation game.
Yeah.
And if we are being realistic, before this Yelich injury, and that's what prompted this debate that we're having, but the way things were trending with this team and Jesse Sports Centers telling us that they're, you know, a game and a half out of the number one seed or what, all those different things. The expectations before the season, after trading Corbin Burnes, after Benedict Council, as Jesse likes to call him, leaving for the Cubs, the expectations were not that they were going to be, how many games up are they in the division right now? Seven?
Nine up on the Reds and Cardinals.
Okay. Those were not the expectations. But now that they are where they are, just like the Packers, where they were after waxing Mike McCarthy and the Cowboys, you're telling me you didn't go into that 49ers game? You didn't. You're sitting there in the fourth quarter.
House money.
Right. They're playing with house money, too, now, aren't they?
And I'm asking, why are we playing with house money? We're really good. The organization's really good. And I feel like we just give a pass because, well, the Dodgers' payroll's triple what we are. Or the Yankees' payroll. And if that's the case, and that's why this week when the Brewers lost two games and everybody's saying it's not fair, I'm kind of like, well, it can't have it both ways. Like, it isn't fair, but it's the system you're in. And other teams have found a way. It takes more. You don't get to make mistakes on a big contract.
Margin for error is small, yes.
But if you're hitting and you're in position, we got the biggest lead in the league, I think, right? With 9 games?
Right, but that doesn't do you any good once the postseason starts, right? Everybody's
equal.
It does do you good if you're a one or a two seed. You have to play in a wild card.
One or a two seed,
so yes.
I understand, but when we get into games, an elimination game, it doesn't mean that doesn't matter that they won the division by the most games.
This whole conversation, and I love the fact that we've talked some Brewers. This whole conversation comes down to why are we always just going to have low expectations or never have championship expectations for the Milwaukee Brewers because they're in a small market, because we don't have the same revenue. If that's the case, fine. I don't know necessarily if we're actually giving the organization and the team enough credit for continuing to keep our expectations low.
Yeah.
We're never going to do that with the Green Bay Packers. I can assure you of that.
We're not, but they play in a league with revenue sharing where we don't have to talk that way.
Yeah,
there are no excuses for that.
Jason, I understand that, but in the same respect, we also have figured out ways to get great quarterback play, and that's a bigger domino to fall than the salary
cap. Microphone.
Than the salary cap stuff. So the Bears are looking at, that's why they're so disgruntled all the time, because they don't think it's fair that we keep getting great quarterback play. So organizationally, they've done a, Matt Arnold and Stearns have done a great job of constantly restocking with good young players that we don't necessarily have to pay. That's the way we do it. The Packers have done it with getting great quarterback. Some of these teams feel the same way, even though it's their own fault. This isn't the Brewers' fault per se, because it's the league. But I just wonder if that's how we're vibing.
Yeah, I don't think when you play in a league the way this one is designed, I think it's always going to be, if you are one of those have-nots, which the Brewers and the A's and everyone else are in that rung, it will always be hoping they can win a World Series instead of expecting. That would be my opinion.
And that my question is, should we expect? Or is it unfair to expect?
It's an unfair world, right? But it's a really an unfair league, and you have... The margin for error comment you made to me is the biggest thing. You can sign a guy that's a disappointment. You can lose guys to injuries. The thing that's impressive about this is that they have a 9.5 game lead with the injuries that they have had.
It's super impressive, and I think we've kind of suppressed it.
But at some point, their margin for error, which was already small, will be... Smaller. Unovercomable.
Good word.
I made that up.
I know you did.
All right, that has been unexpected but quality Brewers talk on a Packers-centric program. Kind of like Associated Bank. When you hear me talk about them, it's always about Packers checking. Well, today seems like a good day to remind you that they've got Brewers checking as well. In fact, the bank of our crew, they like to call themselves, and they've got the check deck. They've got everything out there at AmFam Field. So if you're a Brewers fan and you haven't made the switch in banks and you've been at some big national bank that you don't like, make the switch now and get Brewers checking from Associated Bank. Go to associatedbank.com/brewers to find out more. And while you're there, you can find out about Early Pay, which allows you access to your direct deposits up to 2 days early, and the great customer service that Associated Bank provides. Check them out again online at associatedbank.com. More Wilde and Tausch straight ahead. Stick around.
Wilde and Tausch is brought to you by Tito's Handmade Vodka. Tito's makes the good stuff for good times. Find recipes, videos, and more at titosvodka.com.
Scheduled for this portion of the program, not that Tausch would know because he wouldn't have looked at the show sheet unless it was printed out for you today.
It was not printed out, no.
Okay. So we were going to do our green and gold game preview because the Packers have a game coming up this weekend.
Yeah, none of the starters are playing.
And we tend to discuss the Packers on this show because that's what we serve.
Yeah, I mean, Jason, if you could pick what they're doing today, the joint practice or the game, what are you picking to watch?
So as I told Matt LaFleur last night, Yeah, he asked me if I was going to be there, and I said no, but I wish I was. I should have gone next year when they go on the road. I think I should go.
What did he say?
He's like, I can't believe you didn't come out here.
Yeah, I'm surprised too.
Yeah, I'm wearing that. That was my oversight.
Yeah, I don't think you like traveling as much as you used to.
I have not been on an airplane remember, since they lost the NFC Championship game in San Francisco.
I just remember you like being a little pouty about not traveling with the squad. Probably.
Yeah. 2016.
Yeah, right. We started the show, and now I think you are kind of. I don't mind not traveling.
I think you've swayed. That's fair. I don't mind not traveling, especially with all the girls' activities. But I also, believe it or not, do take pride in my job. And like today,
I know you do. Don't get
upset. I know you know. I wasn't saying that to you. I was saying that to the audience.
Maybe
I'm
sensitive.
Self-deprecating line. Yeah. Well, maybe you were the guy driving. The bottom line is today I'm not going to be very good at my job because I'm not in Denver. And there are very few of us in Denver. And so there's going to be stuff going on at practice that I can't tell you about.
Yeah, I wonder if they got all that smoke out of there with that fire out at Estes Park.
I did not ask Matt LaFleur that during our brief conversation last night, but I do appreciate him helping me with my Josh Myers story. So we'll talk about that a little bit later because we're talking Brewers right now. Brewers, turn it up the heat. We're taking calls. We're getting texts.
Yeah, I just think that there is a bubbling amount of Brewers fans that are kind of let's raise the expectations a little bit.
Okay, so before we go any further, though, and before we get to our calls, I just want to understand.
We didn't even ask for calls. Right?
Yeah.
I like that.
I like that. I brew that. Two things. One,
shout out Laney for grabbing me a coffee, too. Laney's the GOAT. Thanks, Laney.
Is our question if they're cursed, or is our question that they?
I don't think
that
they're
we don't
cursed.
Have high enough.
No, I don't think
expectations.
I don't
for
think
them.
We have high enough expectations. I don't.
Okay, let's find out if our callers do. First, he used a pseudonym initially, and I'm not going to let him get away with that because he's a legend. He was part of the show, a vital part of the show, that led to this show. He is Bill Johnson.
Oh, Bill.
Bill in Beaver Dam. William Jefferson Johnson, how are you?
I don't know what you guys are talking about. This is Big Jim from Astico.
Yeah, no. Big Jim. Mm-hmm. How we doing?
Well, I'm good. I hope I didn't miss this. I was actually tending to my weasels that I bought at the meat auction the other day. Jesse,
sounds delicious.
I got a couple of things for you. First off, on a positive note, I love your commercial with 171 beers on the wall that I hear incessantly on the radio station that I listen to here in Astico. The notion of singing on a commercial is unique. You guys should try that more often.
Burn.
On a negative note, though, Jesse, you framed it as a positive, leaving the Brewers game when they're up 5-1. In the bottom half of the night, the top half of the night to the bottom half of the night, top half of the night. So they're going to clean it up. Is it at least conceivable? And I know it's hard to believe, but is it conceivable that maybe Hobie Milner or Elvis Peguero would give up a run, and that you would, while you're walking out to your vehicle to beat the traffic, that you would miss seeing the best closer in baseball come in and shut down the Guardians? Is that at least a possibility?
Best closer in baseball needs to prove it in the playoffs first and not punch a wall before they get there.
Jeez.
If Hobie's coming into the game, I'm sticking in the seat. I'd say that.
But the best closer in baseball has had the first half of the season off, and didn't he just get rid of three former MVPs?
Yeah,
seven
shut him down.
I heard it in the car in Yount 4 as we were getting out of there.
Yeah. Like Ricky Vaughn blowing away Clue Haywood.
Well, and it's interesting you bring up Ricky Vaughn because Jesse wouldn't even get to his car in time to hear this. All right, Hobie Milner gave up a run. We've got Devin Williams coming into the game. Williams the other night, boy, I tell you, he mowed down Otani and Mookie Betts, and I don't remember what that other guy's name is, Jeff, but he mowed him down. So we're gonna go here with one out in the top half of the ninth, and Devin Williams up there. So you wouldn't even hear that, Jesse. You would be walking to your car when Uke would be telling you.
This is...
you'd be getting in your car when Uke would be saying, hey, how about that?
You hang
Kevin
out
Williams again with the big save.
You hang out by the door until the final out is made, but you get up out of the seat with one out in the ninth. So then you get a little bit of a head start, but not too much where you're missing anything.
I'm thinking you should just get out of there in the seventh inning, and then you can hear you calling the final out. You can hear the best closer in baseball shutting down the Guardians after Hobie Milner or Elvis Peguero gives up a run. You'd be in business.
So as much as I know you're auditioning for the next time we need Cousin Subs the Day again, why did you call?
Because
we'd like your opinion on whether the expectations are too low for the Brewers or not, and then we'd like to hang up on you if you don't mind.
That'd be great. I'd love to have you do that. I think Yelich going out really hurts them, not just from an on-the-field standpoint, but from a leadership standpoint. And I would love to say that I think the Brewers have staying power, but they're pitching. I mean, and I love how Murphy's been doing it with smoke and mirrors. If he's not the National League Manager of the Year, it's a crime. It's more than a crime. It's a felony. But they're pitching. I mean, their starters have been fantastic. This whole notion with having an opener, I don't know where he got that, but that's worked just about every time they've done it. But it's just, I don't know how long smoke and mirrors can hold up. I hope they can do it. But I just, they're not my favorite going into the playoffs.
Well, there you go.
Bill, thank you for your insights and for your imitations. We'll keep you on the short list the next time Tausch goes on vacation. All right, Jesse, I don't know what you would like to do here, so I'm just going to ask you over the air, do you want to play trivia? Do you want to get to more responses about the Brewers? What would you like to do since you're kind of the decision maker there in the Everlight Solar ESPN Madison studios?
We do want to talk Packers at some point before
we'll
a preseason game, right? We'll do it at
the
yes,
well,
then
we do.
We should probably play trivia so that we can get to all of our Packers stuff. Homer's on at 10:30 today, so we're running out of time if we want to get to everything we usually want to get to. So.
Thank you. I would love to play trivia, and it's timely trivia because
Brewers
we've spent
trivia.
All this time talking about the Brewers, so why not play Know Your Denver Broncos trivia? Awkward segue for 100, Alex. The Packers are going to have a joint practice with the Broncos today, so not that you would know that from today's program. Caller 12 right now, 844-770-3776. Caller 12.
I'm curious what they do Mountain Time. Are they going to do that 9 o'clock Mountain Time?
It is Mountain Time. It starts at 8:50 Mountain Time.
So that's
that Matt LaFleur is talking,
here.
And then practice, I believe. So I think it's the same schedule that they have been on.
Yeah, I tell you, Mountain Time is the best time. Like, it's a great time. Everything's a little bit later. You don't feel like you're missing a bunch of stuff. Mountain Time.
Well, since you're talking about Mountain Time, why don't you talk about the Blue Mountains of Golden, Colorado?
You know, the boys are going to head out there. They got a little downtime tomorrow after the big joint scrimmage that we're going to be talking about ad nauseum. Coors Light brewed with that three-step cold process, cold lager, cold filtered. And, man, it's cold packaged, so it's made to chill. Bet you Jesse will have a couple at AmFam Field. I'm going to go play a little golf this afternoon. I'll probably crack me open a Coors Light, and I'll make sure I got the big wide mouth 16-ounce bottle. It'll be stainless steel, and the mountains will be blue. That's when I know it's chilled to perfection. That's why it's Coors Light when I need a moment to chill. Celebrate responsibly. Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. You notice how I have not complained about the microphone. So, yes, did I complain about old boy backing in?
Wait a minute. Just said, God, this thing's annoying.
Yeah, but I didn't complain about it. I haven't complained about
it. It was on the air. We could hear you say it.
But that's not me complaining. That was just me reacting in real time.
Oh, reacting. Yeah. Thank you for clarifying.
Reacting and complaining are different.
We need a compilation of all the times. Kind of like the Brian Belaga Iowa compilation. Could we get a video compilation of all the times that microphone
is fallen? My guess is it's
going to
happen three or four more times today because this thing is all over the place.
All right. Tausch will continue to persevere through all this adversity of today. We will play trivia next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, brought to you by Grassland Butter. Grassland Dairy is Wisconsin. Learn more at grasslandbutter.com.
Trivia. Let's welcome in our contestant. Been a while since we've heard from him.
Now, what's Jerry been doing?
He's in the Hall of Fame conversation. Oh. I don't know if he's a first ballot guy or not. He's a busy guy, you know. Sometimes we don't hear from him for long stretches.
So the Packer Hall of Fame thing is, I believe, is it next Wednesday or is it two Wednesdays?
It's a great question. I'm just trying to get through today.
Is that not when we're going to announce? Like, you have some stuff that you got to get done.
Yeah, I didn't. I have a homework assignment from one of my teammates on this show that I got a little bit of a start on this week, but still have to complete.
I hope that's my assignment I gave you.
It is.
Okay, good. Because once school starts, I don't think you're going to get that done. So
correct. So thank you. I appreciate your encouragement.
You're welcome.
But I don't think I'm on the same timeline as you for the Hall of Fame.
I know we haven't talked to any Packers yet, but once the season starts, you ain't got time for no Wilde Tausch Hall of Fame. I'm just telling you.
Correct. I know. So, I'm going to do it after the Super Bowl, just like they announced the class at the NFL Honors before the Super Bowl.
Okay, well, I'm not gonna tell you it's a missed opportunity, but let's get to our trivia contestant.
Let's welcome in our contestant. Hall of Very Good at minimum. It is Jerry in the Prairie. Jerry, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you guys doing?
Are you offended by the Hall of Very Good?
No, I'm fine with that.
Thank you. You just improved your stock a little bit.
I feel like Jerry's, but like I believe thoroughly that someone from the jump, and I think Jerry's been with us since the jump.
Uh-huh.
Jerry, have you been an 8-9 year guy, or is it a little bit? Is that?
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
No doubt.
Jerry needs to be in that conversation big time.
Don't confuse longevity with productivity or something. I don't know. Anyway, let's see how trivia goes for you. There's no correlation between how many you get right and where you stand in the Hall of Fame balloting.
But it wouldn't hurt.
Yeah, winning a lot helps. All right, Jerry, in addition to playing college football at Oregon, at which other school did Broncos QB and first-round draft pick Bo Nix play before transferring to the Ducks? Is it Penn State, Auburn, or BYU?
No, that's...
Oh,
that's
boy.
Not.
Did I butcher that?
Nailed it!
That was a good hit!
BYU. BYU. Come on, man!
My man!
What did you even say?
My
booyah!
Man. I said booyah! I thought it was a booyah! Oh...
And the microphone is down again.
Well, isn't BYU Bear Boo University?
BYU. That's if you're in the circus. Yes, that's a circus university.
Yep.
Did you
I'm
want to
say? I'm
did you need
guess.
Those choices again?
No, he's got it. Okay. Jerry's got it.
Jerry, what's your guess?
Auburn.
Yes, well sir. Done.
Booyah!
He is like Brad. He has been around. He's like Brad Davidson and Aaron Kraft. It feels like he's been around college football
Billy Douglas.
Forever.
Yeah. All right. Question two.
BYU was so good.
It was. I butchered that. Hey, it's on me. I'm Trumaning up here. Butcher job by Old T.
I have to assume sometime around Halloween, though, there'll be trivia and Boo You will be brought back. Question two, Jerry, is this. Broncos guard Quinn Meinerz, who just signed a contract extension in the offseason, played college football at which WEAC school? Was it UW-Oshkosh, UW-Stevens Point, or UW-Whitewater?
Oh, this is another total guess. I'm going to guess Whitewater.
Your guessing is Hall of Fame caliber. Two
All
for
right.
two.
Yeah, he's on it. Hall of Fame. I think Jerry needs to be in that conversation, Jason. Last one. Which player scored the only Broncos tutter in Denver's 19-17 win over the Pack last season? Is it Javonte Williams, Cortland Sutton, or Samaje Perine?
Close.
No, I hit it.
Booyah!
Let's go with Sutton.
Dude, did you guess at all three of these?
I wonder if he's laying in the weeds a little bit. Because I think he might be playing it sly like a fox. You know what I mean?
Well, here's my reasoning. I remember Sutton playing well and last year against the Packers. I didn't remember if he scored or not. And the Whitewater one, Whitewater's a better football school than the other two, so that's why I guess Whitewater. So there's always a reason.
Mm-hmm. Well,
there's a reason for the season.
An educated guess, if you will, and it yields three correct answers. That means you've got four entries.
Hoffer.
Into, you know, for a guy that didn't really want to have to do any of the work on the Hall of Fame, try to influence the voting.
Yeah, I'm going to be like Peter Plus, King. I'm just going to sit here and comment on all of it.
You also told me I can only induct three people, pushing for like eight of them.
I said five in the inaugural. Five.
No, and then it goes said three after. And then I had a push
five
for
inaugural,
more.
Five inaugural, three from then on in. That's my recommendation, but this is your baby. Let's not fight in front of Jerry.
Don't fight in front of the potential Hall of Famers.
It's pronounced Perine, by the way.
Perine, that's what I said.
Perine.
You said Perine.
I said Perine. Maybe, I don't know. Hey, it was a bad trivia. Listen.
It's great trivia. It's Hall of Famer, got them all right.
Yeah, I stunk. I wasn't my best.
But you fixed your microphone, which is...
No, it's not going to be here for long.
Really what matters. All right. We will... Thanks, Jerry, for playing. We wish you luck. If you would like to be in the Wilde and Tausch inaugural Hall of Fame class, Tausch will keep pushing for you. Thanks.
All right, I appreciate it, Tausch. Thanks, love you guys.
Oh, the love you too.
Love
after.
You guys.
Who would have guessed when we started this show some 8-9 years ago that we'd have a list and the battles it's going to take to get into this Hoff? I would have not guessed that at that point.
Yeah, I agree.
And I couldn't be happier about that.
We've exceeded expectations, including Aaron Rodgers, who thought we'd only last a year. All right, we have Matt Coonan, another Hall of Fame candidate. Can Tausch please read the
I feel like unless Coonan drops off, I feel like Coonan can get fitted.
Okay. Question in a pirate voice. And my question about Matt Coonan.
Maybe when Livy Dunn's boyfriend is pitching for the Pirates, I'll do that.
All right. Well, that's the end of the 10 o'clock hour.
Skeenis.
9 o'clock
Skeenis.
Hour.
Paul Skeenis.
Skeenis.
Booyah. Yeah.
All right. I would really like to get to the Packers.
Well, let's get to it.
We will get to that during the 10 o'clock hour, which will begin in 2 minutes. It's Wilde and Tausch.
Don't go anywhere. Another hour of Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, is coming up next on ESPN Wisconsin, the ESPN app, and Wisconsin On Demand.